best time of the week.
Oh, it is. It's the Joe and Alex Show. And this week for Freak Show Friday, we're speaking with Amber. Hey, what are you calling in about today, Amber, for Freak Show Friday?
Hey, guys. So pretty much I just turned 18 last week, and my family has no idea that my stepdad and I are running away together. He's leaving my mom for me because he truly wants to be with me. And my mom's finding this out for the first time right now listening to this.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Your stepdad?
Yeah.
Like, is this a new stepdad? Like, him and your mom have only been together for like a year? Or like somebody that you've grown up with your whole life?
No, like I grew up with my stepdaddy.
Ew. Oh.
I know a lot of people may not understand, but it's not gross, okay? He isn't my real daddy. He's just a stepdaddy, so we aren't related by blood. And I'm 18 now, so it really shouldn't even matter. And my mom doesn't even truly love him anyways.
It is legal, I guess. I mean, if you're both 18 and you're not, like, blood related.
Well, she's 18, but how old is your stepdad?
He's 47.
So 18 times 2 is 36.
Okay, that is, like, there, beyond gross.
Here's the thing. I know what you're thinking, okay, that he touched me when I was little or something, but that isn't true, okay? I waited until my 18th birthday to tell him my true feelings, and he revealed that he felt the same way about me.
How did that happen?
Yeah, how did you bring that up? Like, hey, stepdaddy.
I don't like the word daddy. Can we refrain from that?
Why do you have... Alex has daddy issues, that's why.
The word daddy.
It's gross.
Okay. Until a week ago, we'd never even told each other how we felt it or anything. I guess we just...
Well, I don't understand, though. How did you bring it up? Like, what happened that you let him know your feelings?
Were you like, hey, daddy?
I didn't say that. I mean, I don't call him daddy like that, you know? Like, and he's always been, like, more than just, like, my daddy. I mean, he's, like I said, he's not blood related to me. And, like, he doesn't even love my mom, and my mom doesn't even love him.
How do you know?
I don't know. I guess it's something you can just, like, tell.
So you, Amber, and your stepdaddy, what are you going to call him like now? Are you going to call him by his real name, or are you still going to call him daddy?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
No, I mean, I call him his real name.
And you're probably not going to tell us what it is, are you?
No.
No, I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Okay, so did you just start, like, kind of dressing sexy and notice that he was checking you out, or what?
Well, no, I mean, it's not like that. Like, I just noticed that we've always had this kind of, like, connection that, like, him and my mom never even had.
I've seen this before, Alex, though, that, like, what Amber is saying about her stepdaddy, I think this has happened before. I've seen several cases of this.
What? Okay, so since it was revealed, have you guys kissed?
Well, of course we've kissed.
Have you guys been intimate besides kissing?
Do you really want me to tell you that?
Yes.
Well, yeah, of course.
Oh,
sorry,
God,
Mom.
Amber, why? So your mom is literally listening. Like, what's your mom doing right now? Is she driving to work?
You're Eskimo sisters.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you want to say to your mom as she's listening in her car, hearing that her husband is leaving her for her daughter?
I just want her to know that she probably won't understand right away, but love wins, okay? If we both know how we feel about each other, like, isn't that all that should matter? I mean, this is the man who changed my diapers. I think he knows me better than anyone else.
Oh, that makes me want to barf right there. The fact that he was changing your diapers makes me want to barf.
Yeah.
I think he's been grooming you since you were a child, Amber, and you didn't even know. And you say that he never touched you, but, like, if there was some kind of tension there, like, there was some kind of weird grooming going on so that when you turned 18...
Weird grooming? No, it's not like... There was anything weird going on when I was 5.
I don't see how that's possible. I don't see how it's possible.
No. You, if you saw the situation, you'd understand it's not like that.
Your poor mother. I mean, do you have siblings that are going to be affected by this? Like, does your stepdad and your mom have kids together?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So you're going to be like a weird stepmom to, like, your half-brothers and sisters?
She's getting promoted.
I'm the oldest in the family anyways. I'm more mature than anyone else in the family.
It's like the mafia. Like, you're whacking the mom now, and now Amber's going to be the head mom.
And whacking the dad.
That's not what it's like.
I guess I just have questions that I want to know from people listening. Like, is this something that, do you know someone that's experienced this? Like, they got with a step-parent once they turned old enough? Or, I don't know. To me, there's some sort of disturbing element to this. I feel like, or am I just... being judgmental, and I'm just saying, like, it feels gross, even though technically it's not. It's, like, just uncomfortably different, but it's not really wrong.
I don't think in this case you're being too judgmental. And the one thing, Amber, like, I'm still kind of trying to see your side, but the thing that got a little weird that Alex hit on was that when you said since he changed your diapers as a kid, it's still kind of weird to some people, even though it is legal, because he's your stepdad and you guys aren't blood related, if, like, maybe, like, he married your mom a year or two ago and you were, like, 15 or 16. But, it like, that's a long time. Like, I'd still feel, even if it wasn't blood related, that would still be my, as you say, daddy.
Yeah.
Or, like, my mommy.
Well, but that's the thing, though, is that it's not just been a few years, you know? Like, he's been my stepdaddy since I was a little girl, so, like, he knows me better than anyone else.
Okay.
Like, don't you think it'd be weirder if my mom was, like, with this guy for a couple of years, you know? Like, I know him better than she does.
Oh, gross.
What if things don't work out, Amber? Like, what if he decides to leave you?
He's not going to leave me.
Well, he's leaving your mom and the kids.
I know, but that's because he never even loved her anyways.
Wow. I just feel like you are young. You're going to regret this. And once you're older, you're going to see this for what it really is, that this guy probably does have pedophilic tendencies.
I really don't think that you guys understand.
No, I
Maybe
understand.
Maybe we don't. Let's open the phones.
I've seen videos online, and, like, there's tons of websites that have videos like this. I get how this all happened.
There is a whole, isn't there, like, a whole subset of weird stuff like this?
I wouldn't know, but, I mean, MYK, you used to work in the business, right? You know about this stuff.
It's very popular these days.
All right, Amber, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show for Freak Show Friday, and best of luck to you and your daddy.
Thanks, guys.
Ew.
317-239-1009. You gonna be able to move on with this, Alex?
No, I just feel like I have so many questions. I'm at a loss for
words. What are you wondering? What are you wondering?
I just, am I right that there's no possible way that you can have zero feelings for her as a child, and then all of a sudden she turns 18, and now you're interested in her in a romantic and sexual way? He had to have been hiding his feelings of being attracted to a child as she was growing up. I just don't see how that's possible. How can you raise a child, not be attracted to that child, and then switch over?
Yeah, that, I mean, I kind of agree with you. It's really creepy. And like I said, it would be a little less creepy if it was the fact of just later in life that their parents got together. Like, maybe when she was, like, 15, 16
or older.
Yeah,
she was a 35-year-old woman, and then the guy that her mom had remarried years later and her ended up falling in love. That is way more understandable
to me
than
this. But if he raised you as a father figure, then that's kind of weird, right?
So weird. This is a freak. Free Show Friday.
317-239-1009. What do you think? Joe and Alex Show. Hit us up right now on Twitter.